Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, April 9th, 2018, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy day to you, and thank you for dropping by to take a listen today. I'm so excited that you did, and I know you will be glad that you did, too. That's what I'm really thinking. You know, I do a little holy bragging about the info I bring to this platform because it is always meant to enhance you some way or another, to inspire, to motivate, empower, all of that great stuff that makes us be better, be lifted, be informed, be benefited for our own best interest and the best interest of those others who are around us daily. Did you know that when you show up at your best very often can influence others? Yes, that's so, so true. When your light is shining, it casts light upon others. And isn't that just a wonderful thing? Of course, indeed it is. Well, there are many, if not most of us, who have really inspiring backstories and some inspiring experience or episode in our lives that proves that we know how to use what we do or have been through to incite and influence others to do and give their best to themselves and to those around them. My guest today is a multi-talented lady who daily brings beauty from the inside out as a professional makeup artist and who recently co-authored Women Who Influence, 30 Influential Stories to Uplift and Fuel the Soul. Doesn't that sound like it's worth listening to? Yes, indeed. She is Carol Stover, and I want to thank her for being in my spotlight today. Hello, Carol. Welcome.
Hello, Silver Ray. How are you, darling?
Oh, I'm awesome. I'm awesome. Thank you for asking. Great to be back on the line with you and to do another show. It's been a long time, so I'm glad that we were able to connect and make this happen. I was excited to see your information coming through about the book, and I said, oh, boy, I love that kind of stuff. So definitely got to get you on the air to talk about that. So I'm glad that you made the time and that we can share with the audience today what that's all about. But before we get to that, what I'd like to do is talk about you a little bit or a lot of it. I just said that you're very multi-talented.
Yeah, thank you for that.
Well, you know, over the years, when you've been around long enough, you learn how to do several things. You develop several skill sets, and I know you're putting a lot of those things to work. So just tell us about yourself. Give us the 411 of what you do, all the things you're doing.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I do have a lot going on right now. The book is one of my latest ventures. I think maybe 2 years ago I was on your show and I kind of hinted that I was in the process of starting to write a book. And you said, oh, we got to get you on when you do that. And then I thought, well, now I have to finish the darn thing. So here I am. So that was I know nothing like calling out loud that you're going to do something and then you have to follow through. But that was a wonderful opportunity that it kind of fell into my lap, so to speak. A good friend turned me on to a publishing program, and I got involved with it, and all these wonderful co-authors, getting to know them. So this has been my first foray as an author, so that's been taking up a little of my time trying to get into that, and I'm very excited about it. I'm also in the process of redoing my website and kind of reinventing myself marketing-wise. That's always fun. So mm-hmm. I'm looking for people to photograph. Yeah, I need some faces. I need some faces. If you know some fantastic East Coast faces, I'm going to start putting out some notices on all these interesting faces and types that I need. I want to do lots of great photos and change my website with that. So that's a big
project. Well, I'm sure that won't Once you put it out on the internet, I don't think you're going to have any lack of people who respond to having their picture taken.
Hopefully, yes. Hey, if you ever come through Baltimore, you have to sit in my chair.
Well, definitely. We'll see about making that happen if I am, for sure. Tell us why that's important. I know I mentioned earlier that you are a makeup artist, so you want to share some of that info too?
That is the most joyful thing I've ever done. Like you mentioned a moment ago, it's so true. You get to a certain age and you just have been around the block a few times and you've had several professions and I think at my stage of the game, I'm at the place where I'm knitting them all together and kind of creating my own little career that I've come up with and doing all of these things that I love. But the makeup has always been so near and dear for me. And I think it's because it feels so honest and it feels so personal and it touches people so deeply, especially women. And everybody's wonderful, but there's a special place in my heart for a woman because I just feel we need a little extra love from another woman to give us that little, you know, here you are, you're gorgeous, send you off on your way. And that does as much for me as it does for her. That's my belief.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we're born of women, and so it would be a natural affinity to have.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
that bond is already created, and I commend you for that, feeling that way, and congratulate you on the book. And I do believe also that the better connections we can make with each other, that the better all of us do. And many of us already know that from having very close, trusted types of relationships, people who are really in your circle and will actually compel you to do great things rather than try to compete. And I think once we can get that whole idea of competition out of the way, I think we're going to be something truly, truly something to deal with. And women ruling the world is something I do believe is going to happen. I hope I get to see it before I leave here.
Me too. I'm glad you mentioned that. This whole competitive idea, it is such a tragedy. I think it is the biggest problem women face today because, there's a lot of problems that women are dealing with. But when you think about how strong and creative women are, just on an average day, the things that we are rising above and the things that we are connecting with each other about, the things we're inventing and figuring out how to rise above, we could figure out just about any problem. But if we cut ourselves off at the knees and each other so that we don't have that sisterhood and that companionship and that sharing of knowledge and intuition between us, that's our strength. That is how we are going to make the world better and make our lives better for ourselves, each other, our children, our families. You know, we have to help each other, and we have to have this kindness and this love and this sisterhood together with women that are everywhere. It doesn't make any difference where they live or where they come from. There's always a common bond.
You're exactly right. I totally agree, and I just encourage anybody who just heard that to just embrace it. And I know sometimes it's a challenge because we see so much to the opposite of that, as far as, stepping on each other's toes and cutting each other off and, wanting to do better, look better, be more successful and all of that stuff, which 411 for everybody. There's enough for everybody.
Absolutely. Oh, my
gosh.
Here's a thought. Yes, stay in your lane. I love that. Here's a thought, though. See, this is my life and my job. I walk around all day and I see beautiful women everywhere. And I just drink it in like it's delicious, cool water. It's just amazing to see someone who has their own beauty and see what they're doing with it. And if I see someone else that looks amazing, I'm like, oh my gosh, honey, you look awesome. What are you doing? You look nice to meet you. It makes me feel good. It makes her feel lovely that I've noticed her. And then I can check it out and say, wow, where did you get this scarf? What shade of lipstick is that? This is very beautiful. everybody feels good, and I might get a new idea. I learn something. Mm-hmm. She feels good. She spreads it. She's nice to the next woman she runs into. So it's not like there's only so much to go around. Why not let everybody have their own little beauty space and do their own unique beauty and put it out into the world? Think how wonderful it would be. Mm-hmm. Everybody would look fabulous. Everybody would feel fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Instead of feeling envy and jealous, look at all of those opportunities that women present to influence you in so many various ways to grow and to develop and to bloom in your very own way. That's the best thing to do, because feeling anything else that is negative, it won't produce any type of fruit. It won't produce anything in your life. But with all that being said, let's go ahead and talk about women who influence, about your book. And I want to ask, where did that idea come from? You could have certainly chosen several other areas to go into with a book. Where did the idea come from to use what you know and have learned in your personal journey and to collaborate with others to produce a book that would inspire other women?
Well, I wish I could say it was my idea, but I was just smart enough and lucky enough to be connected to an amazing lady. Her name is Kate Butler, and she has her own publishing company. You would love her. She is our tribe. She is a very cool lady, and she has an entire series of books that she is in the process of publishing, and they all have a similar title. So this is book number 3 in the series. And so I've read 2 of them so far. I'm 1 behind, and there's 1 more coming out after this next year. So this is her platform where she gives women an opportunity to be an author and shows them the process and kind of educates them on how this is done. And they do the marketing and they put it all together. And it makes it very easy for you, so that in my position, I've always wanted to do this, but I did not know how to do it. So she came up with the title, Women Who Influence, is this book. There's another one called Women Who Inspire. And a friend of mine had her own chapter in that book previously. And before that, there was Women Who Impact. But the idea, the thread going through all of it, is all these women that we all run into every day, women that we may know from work, someone amazing in our family, a mentor, that just have such an impact or an influence on your life or people around them. And it's just a way to highlight them and share their stories. And when I'm reading all these stories now, and I'm just brought to tears by some of them. It's incredible what some of these women have been through, but the lessons that they've learned and the knowledge and the love that they've imparted to those around them in going through this journey, and how they have taken that energy and just transformed their own life. They don't let it get them down.
I know
whatever
the book,
that's happened.
You can go ahead and finish.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that was basically it. It's just whatever's happened to them. They're creative enough and they have enough perseverance that they've just created something new and beautiful out of whatever was going on.
Well, I know the book just launched about 2 weeks ago, I'm thinking, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, all right. And I imagine that I saw that it's doing quite well already, too.
It is. It hit number 1 in the U.S. and in Canada on its first launch day. So we are feeling
awesome.
Very champagne. we're in a champagne mood about that. That's always a good thing.
I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, listen, I have a caller on the line, on the board. I'm going to check in with them to see if they're just listening or if they have a question or comment, because I missed that opportunity the other day, and I just want to check in to see if they do have something they'd like to share or ask, okay?
Sure.
Just a moment. Okay, my board is not responding for some reason. Hi there, this is Foxology. Well, I am not sure. I'm just going to keep going, and I'll keep trying while
okay.
we're talking. But I wanted to ask that, you know, out of the three book series, did she just hand pick all of you, or was there some call for stories? How did that all come about?
She did choose everyone. She put a call out, I'm going to say probably a gentle call among circles, people that she knew, and the word spread. And I had to go through an interview process with her on the phone. Or like in a paragraph form, you know, she said, explain to me your story in a few sentences. And, you know, why do you think this would be good to be included in this book? And I just poured my soul into three sentences and sent it to her, and she loved it.
Well, it must be pretty amazing. So we need to go on to that and ask you to share with us what's unique about your story, Carol.
Well, I think what makes this fun is the fact that it's not just the woman in my chair that's being transformed. And it wasn't until I was in the midst of writing this that I fully understood why this was so important to me. I was just driven to write this and so glad for this opportunity to put it out into the world. And as I was writing it, I realized this is what it's about. It's full circle for me, because when I'm working on someone and they're in my chair and I'm making them look beautiful for whatever reason, I'm looking at them in a certain way, and it feels very spiritual to me, because I can see who they are. I can tell the kind of person they are. I can see their insecurities. I can see all of their beauty. I can see their hopes and dreams. It's like it comes beaming out of them, and I'm just working with it and knitting it together and putting it on the outside so the camera can see mm-hmm. it, and so their friends can see it. And so it feels like a deeply spiritual process to me. But what really is magical for me is that once they're finished, they look at themselves and they have this little magical moment. It's like this tiny moment where their eyes get a little bigger, and there's this little, like, oh my gosh, little sip of breath. And they just get excited and they're like, wow, I look amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a recognition in their eyes. It's almost like I've shown them who they really are and they've reconnected with it. And then after
mm-hmm.
that happens, I feel like it's done something to me too. It helps me with my own
sure.
confidence. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, it really does. I was a shy,
well, that's
awkward 12-year-old.
That's what inspiration is.
Yeah, it is. It truly is. So it's like I'm giving it to them. They give it back to me in validation. And I don't want to spoil the whole meat of the story, but if someone is moved to read the chapter or to get the book, it's kind of fun how this process goes full circle for me and what it helped me discover about myself and growing up and my childhood and how I felt about myself. Because a makeup artist, you know, you would imagine that they have the best self-image in the world, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of makeup artists. We don't think we're any hotter than anybody else. So there you go.
Well, I'm sure that that's the goal, that you do bring that type of inspiration to people. And it's got to be pretty powerful that 30 women have done that in your book series. Listen, I'm going to check in to see if the caller does want to ask a question or make a comment. Hi there. This is Foxology.
Hey,
did you have a question or
how
comment?
Much were you guys' meat flaps?
I'm sorry?
How much were you guys' meat flaps?
I think you have the wrong number, but you should probably hang up and try again. Thank you.
No.
Okay, Carol, that was somebody that decided they wanted to listen all that time and then ask about some other type of product. Not sure, but anyway.
Yeah, he's got the wrong number. Blessings to him.
Wrong number.
On to the next call.
I hope he enjoyed the conversation. Bless his heart. But anyway, let's get back to what we were talking about. Yeah, the whole idea and the concept obviously is a good one. There are many women and others who are collaborating on projects like this, and it's just to be a very valuable piece of literature for a lot of people when you get to see. I mean, it's one thing for one author to tell their story, but then when you have such an interesting and diverse collaboration of people who tell stories of what their life has been like and how they overcame certain things or how they're dealing with life or how they got to be so successful, it is definitely that's some empowering stuff right there. So it's great that you guys have all done that. Why don't you tell us just your own special message from your story to women? Usually there's something, and I know you. I listened to how you presented what you did. Holding back somewhat, and I guess that just makes sense because you certainly want people to buy the book.
I caught
that, I'm sure.
It.
Yeah. Well, I don't want you to spoil it either, but what I do want you to share is what's your special message from your contribution? And it sounds like it ties right in with the daily work that you do. I know that that's really special to you. I know that women and men too who are makeup artists, but I think again just kind of zeroing in on how women do feel about things and each other, I think we have I guess I could call it compassion and kind of TLC in many ways for each other, depending on what the line of work is, but particularly when we work with other women, that you do want to bring out the best and the beauty in them. And so I know that whatever you said and didn't say about your chapter more than likely has something to do with that. But I want you to go ahead and put it in your own words and tell us what the special message is that you want to be a takeaway from that, Carol.
Okay. I think the most important message in my chapter here is, and I will share this, it's something I talk about toward the end of my story, and that is how, for me, women, just like we discussed a few moments ago, have such a unique bond, and we have such an understanding of each other in our experience on this planet. And it's critical for us to reach across whatever boundaries we think we have to deal with between each other, and whether it's economic or whether it's racial or whether it's a different country, because all of this stuff doesn't make any difference. And for me, the way I see this, because I'm working on so many different types of people, you name it, the age, I work on 10-year-olds and 90-year-olds and people of every color in the world. Just amazing array of people, and they're all so interesting to me and so beautiful and fascinating. And I talk in the story about how I'm coming across all these different people, and there's a really cool story about doing an albino black woman years ago who was the most interesting face I ever did, and I just loved her so. She was an amazing woman. She was completely blind. And she could not see a thing. And she and I just clicked so easily because she was so cool. And she was excited that she was going to get her makeup done for this professional video project. I can't even recall what it was for at this point. But gosh, I wish I would run into her again. And I said to her, all right, honey, well, you tell me how you want to look. And she said, I just want to look like myself, but really special. I said, okay. I said, I'm going to make you look like yourself on a good day, a really, really good day. And she just closed her eyes and lifted her chin up and smiled at me and said, I trust you. And that went through me like a thunderbolt. I'm like, oh, my God, this lady just met me 5 minutes ago. And already we have this rapport. And she had the most unusual skin tone I'd ever seen. It was so interesting. And everyone's red, yellow, and blue. It's just the amount. So I looked at it and picked the red, yellow, and blue and nailed it, and she looked incredible. And I told her she did. She goes, I know. I can feel it. And it was, I know. I was like, wow. So, and in the book I say she gave me more than I gave her that day because she just knew. She had to rely on her other senses. And so she had developed such a sense of intuition about people, and maybe from voice patterns and from movement and just the vibe. She was so sharp. You know, well, I'd love to put her on my website. You know, that she would be a fantastic, fantastic addition to my website. But these things are so magical for me. So when people look at each other and say, oh, well, you're this and I'm that, I'm like, I don't even know what all that means. Okay, so like these women that you're seeing now that are the hottest models, and I talk about this in my story too, these Senegalese girls and girls from Pakistan. There's a certain area in Pakistan where the people are extremely dark-skinned. It's the most amazing color you've ever seen. And there's two or three countries in the world that have these small pockets of groups of people that are still left that are just still extremely deep-toned. It's incredible. Some of them look almost purple or like a blue-black, and
they're beautiful.
It's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. Oh, my God.
You've never seen anything like it.
Oh, my, they glow. They shine. Now, these are the hottest models in the world right now. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, and my thought is, okay, so, yeah, that's beautiful. I wish I had a girl like that in my chair. I'd send out for lunch. We would have the best day. It would be so wonderful. So why were they not considered beautiful 20 years ago? What is this about? So this is what I'm talking about. So beauty, our ideas of beauty are evolving. Thank God that we are reaching out and looking at each other and saying, wow, you are so amazing. Look at your skin tone. Look at your eyes. Your hair is incredible. You have beautiful hands. Let's do your face. Let's get you ready for a photo shoot or your wedding or whatever. And just really look at that person and bring their essence of their soul out and put it on their face and help them put it together and look and feel so unique and incredible. So
yes,
for me,
that's what this is about.
Right.
And it's a great mission. Well, I have one last question because we only have a couple of minutes. Time flies when you're having fun. You know what they say.
Yeah, we're done.
Tell us why people should run out and grab this book. Well, thanks. Tell us why people should run out and grab this book. It hit number one for a reason. So tell us why you think it did.
And not just because we loved it. You know, I love this book. And of course, I love my chapter. I poured my whole soul into it. But I love the other chapters. And I love the variety and the unique stories that these women are sharing. There's women who have lost their children. There's women who were infertile. There's victims of sexual abuse and attack and with business issues and personal and the triumphs, the creative triumphs that these women have come up with. And every single one of them had a different slant, a different approach, a different feeling that they have evoked with their chapter. That, I mean, as you read each one, you do not go through and say, oh, these are all the same. They're not. They're so unique. They're beautiful stories. And they're every word of them is true. These are real, actual stories from real women who are influential and who are trying to make a nice difference in the world around them. And I think people who buy this book would love it. It's the kind of thing to sit at your bedside and help you go to sleep at night, read a chapter every night, and be inspired by it.
Tell them where to get it.
They can get it at two places. They can go to Amazon.com and just Google in Women Who Influence on Amazon. It'll come right up. And they can also get it from my website. There's a link directly to Amazon. They can go to CarolStover.com, and they can go to my page that says books, and it's right there with the link.
Well, I have your link on my radio page, and I'm going to say thank you because we're literally down to seconds. But I just, again, congratulate you. I'm excited about getting the book and what you've shared today, and wish you all much more continued success. I sure appreciate you being here today, Carol. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Silver Ray. My pleasure.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day, lady. And I want to thank all of you as well for tuning in today, and I hope that you will pick it up. Sure sounds like a good piece of reading for any and all of us. Until we talk again, be good, be blessed, and be awesome. Look forward to talking to you next time.